Weekend Breakfast with Refilwe Mpakanyane
on 702.
Let's get into it. January is Love Your Liver Awareness Month. This morning, we're going to be shining the spotlight on this very important, this complex organ called the liver, which so many of us take for granted, perhaps don't even think about, right? Taking for granted implies a kind of acknowledgement and then going, pah, but you'll always be there. Pah, but you're super reliable. Do we even think about the liver for the most part? But of course, it plays such a vital role in keeping us healthy and giving us a sustained and, you know, giving us a sustained and vital life. So for more on this, to talk about loving your liver, supporting your liver, looking after your liver, our resident GP, friend of the show, CEO of Proactive Health Solutions, Dr. Fundile Nyati. Good morning, Doc. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Good morning, Refilwe, and welcome back. I hope you well rested.
I'm something, but I'm very, very excited to be back. I'm not sure about well rested. I can sure. Okay. I might need a holiday from my holiday. You know the usual refrain.
The typical ducky thing, you take a holiday and actually the holiday doesn't become a holiday. You come back still tired.
I'm not sure if it's a black people thing, but we try to pack a lot into these long breaks, right? You try to do a bit of household stuff, renovations, additions, fixing this up. You try to see people that you haven't seen in a long time, which is great for the soul and for connections. But sometimes all of that running around is, it'll leave you ragged. But Dr. Fundile Nyati, also always a pleasure to chat to you. And I love what you brought us this morning by way of conversation. Love Your Liver Month 2022. All of January is about the liver. Talk to me about the mission that the British Liver Trust has entrusted itself with or assumed to take to the world. Loving your liver means what? Let's talk about the liver and this vital organ, its functions, its purpose in the body.
That's good. That's good. All right. In South Africa, this campaign of loving our livers hasn't really, taken hold. But in the UK, it's now one of those, yearly campaigns, that people take seriously. And the reason behind that was the realization that, in that part of the world, the prevalence of liver-related problems was actually rising, And if we come closer home, in sub-Saharan Africa, the prevalence of liver-related problems, they compared the period of 1959 to 1960 to another period between 76 and 78, and also other recent studies. They found that even in sub-Saharan Africa, it's a big, big, big problem, and coming to our country as well. We found the same kind of thing, that this is a major problem. Yet, it doesn't receive, that is, liver problems don't receive as much attention in terms of public awareness as we do with heart-related problems or things like strokes and other things. So we hope that over the next few years, even here in South Africa, we will have, big public, advocacy campaigns to encourage people to actually look after their livers because it's a very, very, very important organ. I mean, second to the skin, because the skin is an organ as well, it's the biggest organ of the body, but second to the skin, this is the largest organ in the body. And it's essential for keeping body functioning properly. It removes and neutralizes poisons in the blood. It produces, vital agents for us to control infections. It helps us to remove germs, bacteria from blood. It makes proteins that regulate clotting. It helps us to absorb fats through production of bile. So there's just so many. They say there's like 500 different functions that the liver, does on a daily basis, yet we don't focus as much. But with the realization of the increasing prevalence of problems relating to long-term damage to the liver, it is now very important that we talk to people about how to love your liver. And we've just come out of the 50s.
Well,
we punish our livers a lot.
That is my next point, Dr. Nyati, is that quite often when we do sort of bump up against the topic or the idea of loving, not just, you know, being cognizant of, but loving, cherishing, looking after our liver, it might be in the context of, you know, those December conversations where we're saying, hey, festive season, people overindulge, or drink, those who do drink do tend to overindulge. Be careful of this, watch your alcohol intake. So we tend to talk about the liver in conjunction with alcohol and not many other things. But just, you know, you've touched on the fact that, of course, it's got about 500 functions and its vital importance as the second largest organ in the body. When we talk those rising levels of liver diseases, what might be those various causes? Of course, it's often mentioned that, of course, these can often be mitigated.
Yes.
We'll go into those self-protection or self-repair characteristics of this key organ, which, you know, fights, which is, you know, always on the defense against this damage that so many people are waging against it.
Yeah. I mean, just last week in our health feature here, we talked about the issues of detox and the fads, you know, the diet fads. But one thing that we said was that the body does not need external detoxification. Why? Because we've got our own inbuilt mechanism, and the key organ in helping us to detoxify, you know, the body is the liver.
Mm.
Now, in terms of the issues that can be modified in our lifestyles that cause liver problems, alcohol is number one. You know, so it is actually the right time, because most people know that they've punished their livers from mid-November all the way until after New Year. And at this time, then they think, okay, let me try and do something, you know, to get myself back, or, you know, back in shape. And then they start saying, okay, let me reduce my alcohol intake. So alcoholic liver disease is the number one reason for people to damage their livers in South Africa, followed by hepatitis B, hepatitis C, and to some extent hepatitis D.
Mm-hmm.
That is another big one. Which really, in most times, people present with these, but they don't really have symptoms for most times. And by the time it's discovered, there's already, you know, a lot of chronic damage. Then there's autoimmune illnesses, where the body is producing soldiers against its own cells, and thereby causing damage to the liver. And things like SLE or lupus is an example of that.
Okay.
And then there's what we call non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, which is also becoming a big problem. And this one is associated with what we call metabolic disease, or, you know, obesity, type 2 diabetes, you know, and things like that. And again, with the rise in obesity in South Africa, we're starting to see a lot of people who are presenting with this non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And then one thing we must also not forget, drugs.
Mm.
You know, there are quite a number of drugs that are prescribed by medical doctors that are actually toxic to the liver. And here we're thinking about drugs that treat TB and then treating epilepsy. But the ones that are more preventable, though, you know, it's the homeopathic drugs, is the herbal remedies we get from the traditional healers. They are also a major driver of, you know, liver disease. So when we're saying love your liver, we are then saying alcoholic intake. We are saying the drugs you get, especially the homeopathic and the traditional healer, because at least 2/3 of South Africans believe in these, you know, traditional healers, and some of the stuff that they prescribe, the doses are not really uniform, and some are quite toxic. So those are the things that we're saying, love your liver, be careful of what you consume, either in terms of beverages or in terms of food.
Okay. So don't think that because it's a plant, I can just go crazy with it or boil and drink and, you know, sip away in my milk thistle teas and supplements. All of those are still ways of treating the body and can have an effect on the liver. You need to be cognizant of that. All right.
Exactly.
Dr. Nyathi, those self-protection or self-repair characteristics of this of the liver, you've spoken about the fact that last week you touched on detoxing and the fact that the body ultimately doesn't really need that. But if we are to love our liver and look after it and we're looking forward to, you know, at least a healthier path forward and a long life with good quality of life, how do we show love to the liver? So you've mentioned the fact that there are things to be aware of, cutting alcohol and our drug or medicinal intake or herbal intake. How else do we support the liver? As you say there's no need for a detox. What more do I do? Or do I just keep it simple and have a clean diet?
Well, actually, you've actually hit the nail on the head because, you know, eating a balanced diet, you know, avoiding high-calorie meals, saturated fats, and refined carbohydrates, you know, is actually one way, you know, of helping the liver, eating a lot of fiber, you know, from fresh fruits, veggies, whole grain breads, rice, and cereals, and dairy products. You know, that's a good way, you know, of helping to protect your liver. Maintaining a healthy body weight, because I just mentioned to you the non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, which is associated with obesity and type 2 diabetes. So if you manage your weight and avoid being obese, you are already in a way indirectly trying to look after your liver. Regular exercise, you know, consistent regular exercise helps you to then some types of fats, like what we call triglycerides, and also can reduce the liver fat. So that's very good in protecting your liver. I've already talked about the use of alcohol, responsible use of alcohol. I'm not going to say more there.
Sure.
Avoiding toxins. You know, sometimes there's a lot of insecticides and chemicals and additives that are in our foods. Which is why we're saying people try as much organic foods as possible, because usually there's no chemicals that are used in the, you know, production of those. But it's not always easy, or organic foods are a bit on the expensive side nowadays if you stay in Johannesburg. All right. And also understanding that there's a thing called hepatitis B, you know, a virus. And that a lot of people may have asymptomatic infection of these. So it's important that sharing of needles by those people who may be addicted to drugs be avoided, because they may inadvertently be sharing the infection as well. And also, just again, if you are a partner to somebody who is a carrier of hepatitis B, and you are having unprotected sexual intercourse, then that increases your risk of hepatitis B or even C, and therefore regular use of protective, you know, measures like condoms, very, very important. And again, following the instructions on when you have drugs that are prescribed by medical doctors, because like I said, some of the prescription drugs are actually damaging to the liver. So sticking to the dosages and not, you know, doing things the way you want, and not mixing alcohol with medication is also a way. But lastly, getting vaccinated since 1995 in South Africa as part of our vaccination program, you know, the expanded program on vaccination in South Africa. We now have got vaccines against hepatitis B. And so it is very important that we make sure that our kids, they get those. But also us as adults, we could get, you know, vaccines, obviously privately. They're not part of the government program.
Sure.
So those are just some of the things we can do to show love to our livers.
Yep, there's an extensive list there of how to show love to your liver. If you've, if one is listening and just has a sense that something is not quite right, any signs, as you say, you've mentioned, you know, asymptomatic liver diseases that are out there, people with hepatitis B not actually knowing that they do have it, but the kinds of sort of signs or indications that it might be time to focus on the liver and go see a doctor or go and get some kind of screening. What might those be?
Yeah. You know, like I said, many people, especially with, you know, what we call liver cirrhosis, remember now, when you've got an insult to the liver, that damages the liver cells. Then what happens is that those normal cells are replaced by fibrous tissue, you know, and but the body or the liver has got the ability to rebuild itself. But it does it in a disorganized way. So you get what we call liver cirrhosis, that is hardening of the liver. So most people with liver problems may be asymptomatic for a long time, but at a certain point, then they start to have problems with exhaustion, fatigue, loss of appetite, nausea, weakness, and sometimes weight loss, because hepatitis B can also predispose to cancer liver. So when you start to have those things and you present with jaundice, you know, you present with itching of the skin, and these are over, you know, a long period of time, think about the liver, because those could be symptoms that are pointing towards something not being right with your liver. And so seeing your doctor and them taking blood tests, doing a clinical examination to look at the liver, and also going for things like the ultrasound, CT scans, if they really suspect that there is something untoward. Those are just some of the things that are done. But it's important that we focus on prevention, and hopefully we don't become statistic of liver disease. But, you know, in South Africa, we're one of the few countries that can do transplants in this continent. In fact, we're actually the only country here in Joburg and in Cape Town, Hoogtesgier and Donald Gordon. So in South Africa, we're a bit lucky, but the cost of liver transplants, very, very high. So rather we prevent than to think that, well, if I damage my liver, I will get a liver transplant.
Yeah. And of course that comes with its, as you mentioned, cost being one of those. But by the time you are on any list to get a transplant of such an important organ, your health hasn't declined incredibly. That's the first thing. You still need to get a match. There's a lot that goes into it. It's not like going out shopping and buying a pair of shoes, Dr. Nyati.
No.
It's not at all something to be considered as an option, I think, is what you're saying.
Exactly. So prevention better than cure. So let's prevent. And the number one driver of liver damage, alcohol. Please ease on alcohol. We have an unhealthy relationship with alcohol in South Africa. We binge alcohol in South Africa, and we need to really relook that relationship. It is not good.
We'll leave it right there. Dr. Fundile Nyati is our resident GP, also the CEO of Proactive Health Solutions, talking us through Love Your Liver Awareness Month. That's January, and how we as South Africans can do a better job, especially the drinkers in our country, or the drinkers among us, can do a better job of taking care of the second largest organ in our body.